This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan beginning today. During her visit, the President will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukhadia University at Udaipur. Tomorrow, the President will attend the global summit organized by Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya at Mount Abu. She will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaro organized by the Rajasthan government. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo voters. The campaigning will be ending this evening. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed rallies at Sadhaura of Yamunanagar district and Pehowa of Kurukshetra district yesterday. Other BJP leaders Anurag Thakur and MP Hema Malini campaigned in the three assembly constituencies of Kurukshetra. For Congress, National General Secretary of the party Priyanka Gandhi yesterday addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Senior leader of Aam Aadmi Party and former Deputy CM of Delhi, Manish Sisodia held a roadshow in favour of party candidates from Hisar and Adampur. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has announced that 8 million tons of segregated waste have been used in the construction of the national highways. Speaking at an event organized by Nagpur Municipal Corporation to commemorate Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary yesterday, Mr. Gadkari noted that treated sewage water from the corporation is being supplied to a thermal power generation plant. He also mentioned that reserve water from the Penj, Koradi and Khaparkheda projects is now available for farmers' irrigation. Additionally, the minister suggested that bio-CNG could be produced from waste and encouraged the municipal corporation to consider adopting this fuel for its vehicle fleet. Political strategist turned politician Prashant Kishore officially launched the Jan Suraj Party, the political wing of his Jan Suraj organization, at a large gathering in Patna yesterday. The event drew significant support from his followers. Former diplomat Manoj Bharti has been appointed as the executive president of the party. Mr. Kishore announced that the Jan Suraj Party will contest all 243 seats in the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. He also revealed plans to field candidates in the upcoming by-elections for four assembly seats in Bihar. A significant number of retired bureaucrats have joined the party, pledging to transform Bihar's political landscape. The Jan Suraj Party has committed to pursue clean politics. Navratri, the 9-day-long festival to worship goddess Durga, begins today with religious fervor and gaiety. During Navratri, the 9 forms of goddess Durga are worshipped. On the first day, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shailaputri. Global air travel is facing significant disruptions as tensions escalate in the Middle East. According to Flight Radar 24 data, airlines worldwide are diverting or cancelling flights, while regional airports in Lebanon, Israel and Kuwait are experiencing long delays. In response to recent events, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, has advised all European airlines to avoid Iranian airspace. This recommendation follows an Iranian attack on Israel on Tuesday and Israel's subsequent announcement of intended retaliation. The advisory, effective until the end of this month, warns carriers against flying in Iranian airspace at any altitude. International Cricket Council has banned Sri Lankan player Praveen Jayavikrama from all forms of cricket for 1 year after he admitted breaching the ICC's anti-corruption code. The 26-year-old left-arm spinner admitted to breaching ICC's code of obstructing or delaying of investigation that may be carried out by the ACU, including concealing, tampering or destroying any information that may be relevant to the investigation. As a result of the admission, Jayavikrama has accepted a sanction of a 1 year period of ineligibility, of which the last 6 months are suspended. In tennis, second-seeded Spain's Carlos Alcaraz beat defending champion and world number one Jannik Sinner, winning 6-7, 6-4, 7-6 to claim his first China Open title. Meanwhile, China's Zheng Qinwen stormed into the quarterfinals of the women's singles after defeating Amanda Anisimova of the United States. Aryna Sabalenka secured her place in the quarterfinals by overcoming Madison Keys of the United States. Sabalenka will face the Czech Republic's Karolina Muchova. And that is the end of this news bulletin.